From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. France begins 3 days of mourning after Thursday night's truck attack in Nice left 84 people dead. French officials say that 52 people are critically wounded after a man drove a large truck through Bastille Day celebrations in Nice late Thursday. The attacker has been identified as 31-year-old Mohamed Boulel, a French Tunisian who lived in Nice. French Justice Minister Jean-Jacques Urvoas said that Boulel was tied to several petty crimes, but was not on a terrorism watch list. He said he was involved in an altercation on the street between two motorists, including him. The weapon he used was a pallet made of wood that he threw at the other driver. He was handed a suspended sentence since he had never been convicted. French President François Hollande was defiant as he said the country remains under the threat of Islamic State. Hollande addressed the nation early Friday, saying nothing will make us give way in the fight against terrorism. Meanwhile, leaders from around the world are condemning the Bastille Day attack in Nice and expressing their condolences for the victims. Just minutes ago at the White House, U.S. President Barack Obama said that the thoughts and prayers of the nation are with those who lost their lives.
Today, our hearts are with the people of France and with all the innocent men, women, and so many children who were hurt or killed in this sickening attack.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel pledged solidarity with France. Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May called the attack horrifying, and Pope Francis denounced it, saying he condemns it in an absolute manner. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the attack in Nice showed the growing need for action to stamp out terrorism, particularly in Syria. Speaking during talks with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Moscow, Kerry said the world is looking to the major powers to help defeat terrorism.
I think people all over the world are looking to us and waiting for us to find a faster and more tangible way of them feeling that everything that is possible is being done to end this terror scourge.
Kerry is visiting Moscow in an effort to secure Russian cooperation in anti-terror operations in Syria. That's despite a breakdown in U.S.-Russia relations over Ukraine, NATO, and other issues. Kerry and Russian President Vladimir Putin met late Thursday night to discuss the conflict in Syria. The Secretary of State said their talks were serious and frank, but a spokesman for the Kremlin said the two did not discuss direct military cooperation in Syria. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump has announced that Indiana Governor Mike Pence is his pick for vice president. Trump announced the choice in a Twitter message early Friday. He said, "I am pleased to announce that I've chosen Governor Mike Pence as my vice presidential running mate." Trump's tweet said that he will hold a news conference early Saturday to officially unveil the pick. Pence is widely seen as a strategically sound pick for Trump. The conservative governor is popular with social conservatives, a key voter bloc for the Republican presumptive nominee. His low-key, laid-back personality also provides a strong contrast to the sometimes unpredictable businessman. The 57-year-old Pence won out over two other reported finalists, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and former Speaker of the House of Representatives Newt Gingrich. Officials in southwestern Somalia say that two Kenyan soldiers and one Somali soldier were killed Friday when Al-Shabaab militants ambushed their convoy in the Gedo region. Regional military officials said that the ambush began with a massive roadside explosion which destroyed a Kenyan military vehicle, killing the two Kenyan soldiers and wounding several others. Al-Shabaab fighters then fired on the Kenyan and Somali army soldiers. Officials said that at least three militants were killed in the fighting. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.